Electronic simulators are specifically designed with unlimited reactants as their nuts and bolts. You know, we're told conservation of energy, but that's, the simulator doesn't behave that way when it comes to reactants, both electrical and magnetic. It literally will give you infinite reactants. And because it's programmed. Now, what does that mean? So I keep wondering, well, where does this all this unlimited reactants come from in the real world, you know, the world that we live in? Well, physics denies the ether. And when we went looking for it with Michelson and Morley, they made the mistake of thinking that it's in the physical plane. It's not. And unfortunately, science, not only is it godless, but it fails to recognize the subtle planes of existence. They like to claim, you know, multiple dimensions, but those are physical. Even though we can't understand what more than three dimensions means. When you're dealing with reactants, you're dealing with something that you can't see, touch, taste, or feel, yet it's there, and our math, the square root of negative one, is meant to exemplify not only its existence, the veracity of its existence, but the non-accessibility of any kind of physical proof whatsoever. Reactance is really just a portal to the ether. And we don't know if the ether is unlimited reactance or not. All we know is that the physics of reactance, if I can call it that, is designed or predicated, is predicated around its infinite potential. Unlike energy, okay, we're not dealing with it, even though reactants can become energy and energy can become reactive power, but reactants is its own animal. And I guess this is what physics refuses to endorse or accept, both really. So when I say that, oh well, I'll stoop to theft, the idea of theft, because if you've got the utility grid nearby, and if it has any reactive power stored in it, which will be probably inductive reactants, then the free energy circuit's going to steal from that first, because it's in the physical plane. See? That's why. Because it's already here in the physical plane. So it's going, a free energy circuit's going to steal reactive power from the physical plane if it can find it firstly, because that's the easiest avenue. And why should Mother Nature strain at doing anything, right? She's effortless. When she does something, no effort whatsoever. But if the free energy circuit can't find sufficient reactants in the physical plane, it'll go looking in the plane of the ether, which is not physical and thus cannot be proven. Because it's not physical, because the imaginary plane of numbers that we use to exemplify it and enumerate it and measure it can't be proven any more so than can the ether with physical proof. Why we call it imaginary numbers? Because you have to imagine that it exists. It's, maybe you could say it takes faith, but a working faith. A working knowledge is a working faith. You don't blindly believe in something unless your authority figures tell you so, but they don't like to go there. They like to claim, oh yeah, I literally had an argument or a discussion. I had a discussion on Stack Exchange, and I managed to get one fellow there to admit to the infinite range of reactants. And he said yes, but he qualified, but it's useless. And then I went, huh? And I went and found out what he meant by that. What he really means, it's lossless. Useless is, he was trying to be derogatory in order to dissuade me from thinking that it's useful, obviously. But it's not the technical term. The correct technical term is lossless. Reactive power is lossless. You cannot lose it. It can only build up unless it meets up with various resistances or impedances and thus converts into heat, usually, heats up coils, you know, boils capacitors. But that's not useless. You can boil water and run a steam turbine and rotate a rotary generator and do away with all nuclear power plants because reactants is infinite. There's no need to use any other fuel other than reactants to run what would otherwise have been a nuclear power plant. It's so ridiculous, it's pathetic, and I'm not even an electrical engineer to be able to come up with this shit. And that's probably why I can, because I don't have anything to defend. I don't have I just watched as a pedestrian spit on the street. See, this is what he thinks of what I'm talking about. He either agrees with me or he thinks it's bullshit. You know, a lot of people say what I say is bullshit, but the fact remains some people are willing to admit the truth, very few, because they have a job or a reputation to defend, and I have neither. My job is to promote the truth, and that's all I care about. And I don't have anything else to defend, so I might as well tell it the way it is instead of the way we're told to believe it to be when that's not the case. There's more to it than what we've been told. A lot more. So I'm here to tell you that energy, ultimately, can be infinite. Now, obviously, Mother Nature tries to keep everything in balance, so if we're busy sucking in more energy converted from reactants from the imaginary plane of the ether, then you can, don't doubt it, that Mother Nature will find some appropriate place where the people or the creatures there deserve it to happen. She will make their energy disappear. You know, that's her job, is to maintain balance. That's not our job. That's her job. Let her take care of that. She knows darn well how to do it. She's been doing it, well, from no beginning. She's just been doing it for eternity. Because that's her job, is to keep everything in balance, you know, karma. But that's her secondary job. Her primary job is to remind us of the name of the Creator. The name of the Almighty Supreme Being, which in Sanskrit is Ishwara. E meaning evolution, evolutionary progression, and Shwara, all creatures, which means just about everything, because even an atom is a creature. And so all creatures must grow. They must evolve. They must progress. And this is more important than karma, but karma is the consequence of progression, because you have to get involved to progress. You can't stay on the sidelines and watch. You got to get in there and get wet. So that's what we do. We're very good at it, us humans. We get wet and we cry in vain. Oh my God, I'm all wet. Anyway, I'm way off topic, aren't I? A little bit of a sidebar there. So reactance is infinite, and ultimately it comes from the plane of the ether. But reactance, well, I should say the ether is infinite, but reactance is the portal through which an infinite source of reactive power can pass through to reach the physical plane, and we can turn it into real power by passing it through a resistance or an impedance or both to get it to heat something up, or in the case of a tungsten or some other incandescent light bulb, get it to light up. I'm sure there are other techniques, and I have thought about them, but I don't like to go there because I'm less certain, like cross-winding a coil, for instance. But at the very least, I know everybody can understand a resistive heating element and boiling water. I mean, or a light bulb. You know, that's not that hard. And a battery actually is a resistive element. That's why they can boil and heat up and explode if too much current passes through them. So we could boil water to generate electricity. We could recharge a battery. Good grief. I mean, that pretty much essentially takes care of all of our energy needs right there, both commercially, industrially, and residentially. All of it. All of the above. It takes care of it. You see why I get all angry sometimes when I see the stupidity and ignorance? It's unbelievable. 6 years of my life and I've managed to come up with this. How much more so could humanity come up with even more if they even had the courage or the permission to go where I go and think about what I think about, our world would be remarkable by contrast to what it is. Nobody would be making money off of it. See, this, I'm an anarchist. I'm issuing currency into circulation in the form of imaginary currency, in the form of, not only is it imaginary reactive power, but it's imaginary in that it's just simulations. And that is in defiance to the Federal Reserve, that wants a monopoly on the issuance of currency, because the Federal Reserve dollar is worthless. And the only reason why it has any value is because of its exclusivity, you know, the monopoly that the Federal Reserve possesses. They didn't get that by law. They fought for it, competed for it, because no bank is forced by law to enter into camaraderie with the Federal Reserve system of banks. They were for the ones that were, there was one system of banks in the south of the United States in the 1930s that elected not to participate. And the Federal Reserve attacked their customers. And then, but without the customers knowing, it was the Federal Reserve. So they did it through a front so that they wouldn't be recognized for what they were doing. And then they came and said, oh, here we are, the Federal Reserve, and to the customers, and we're going to rescue you from these banks that are not doing their job. They're not defending you. They're not protecting you. They're not serving you. They're not, you know. And so all the customers went over to the Federal Reserve, and those banks went out of business. So it's, no one's going to make money off of free energy. It's impossible, because it's anarchy to pursue what I do. And maybe that's why nobody wants to go there, because it is anarchy. It attacks the monetary supply. And there were a bunch of scientists who came up with a very interesting invention, and they were put out of business, literally, by various three-letter acronym United States agencies who showed up with guns and said, you are destroying the dollar, the monetary system. You are attacking the monetary system of the United States of America. Sorry, we can't permit this. So this is literally it's a realm of technology that is too good for the status quo to accept and allow, because it would mean they'd have to give up their reign of power, their monopoly of power. And they're not about to do that. They take their job very seriously, and they consider it a threat, an attack, a frontal attack they consider it to be. So I'm not surprised that it's not more popular. But I don't have anything else better to do, so why not promote this?